Easter eggs. You can dye them, put stickers on them, and in some cases, if they're of the Cadbury or hard-boiled variety, eat them. Usually in America, no matter how you choose to decorate the eggs, they are temporary and seasonal. But one Charlotte resident says they can be more than just a craft for kids. They can be art. WFAE Sarah D'Elia has more.
Step into Carol Sawyer's kitchen in the spring, and you'll be met by a warm breeze. All windows are open, and sunlight is pouring in. She has everything you'd expect to see in a kitchen, with some noticeable differences. Glass Tostitos jars filled with dye, not salsa, thin rods of beeswax, and a syringe sitting by the sink. These aren't the ingredients and tools needed for a baking recipe. These are the instruments for art making. Her canvas, a white egg.
People don't create much these days that is tangible. We do a lot of work on computers and media and that kind of stuff, but to take a white egg and make something really lovely is something that people don't do every day.
Since the late 90s, Carol's been making Pysanky eggs, which are Ukrainian Easter eggs that use beeswax and bright dye to create intricate designs on the surface of eggs. She keeps a collection of her favorites in a cabinet that she's made or has been gifted over the years. When springtime rolls around, Carol breaks out her supplies. She'll invite friends over to teach them about the tradition she adopted.
Most folks are used to supermarket Easter egg dyes, which are fairly bland by comparison. And there's something magical about layering these dyes and then ending with, well, one of the traditions is a black background, which really makes the colors pop.
But before you get to dyeing, you have to prepare the egg by emptying it.
So I use a nail to make a little hole, kind of using the nail almost like a little drill bit.
Then she uses the syringe to inject air, which is slow going at first, but then the yolk pours out. The egg dries for a few days and a small wax plug is placed in the hole. She grabs an egg that's already dried. She uses a stylus called a kista, an instrument used to apply the beeswax onto the egg, which looks like a stick with a teeny tiny pot attached to it. When the beeswax is placed into the tool, she lights another key instrument to this whole process. A small candle. The kista is held to the flame, letting the wax turn liquid. Then, like you would with a pen, you carefully draw into the egg. It's harder than it sounds. You have to think backwards, almost like creating a coloring book, but in reverse. Right now, I'm creating the outline of my design, a flower. The wax is gray, and you have to have a surprisingly steady hand on the bumpy surface. Once the basic outline is done, it's time to dye. The egg is gently lowered into a glass jar containing vibrant yellow dye.
I just roll it around in the dye. This dye takes very quickly.
Wow, it's so bright.
Lift it out and just blot it dry with a paper towel. You don't want to rub it because that would...
Then it's back to the kista. Now, wherever I apply the wax this time, that area stays yellow. Then more dye, this time blue. Then more wax. After doing that about three different times, the egg is dropped into the last dye color, black, which will be the background. Patience is key here. The longer you keep the egg in the black dye, the darker the background, which means all the brightly colored parts of the egg that are protected by the wax will be that much more bold. The egg is patted dry, the wax plug removed. Then the egg is held at an angle to the candle's flame. The remaining wax drips right off. You're left with a very smooth and shiny surface.
I like this part the best.
It's the big reveal.
Yeah, you can see your hard work.
No disrespect to the grocery store kits, but this intricate process is one full of tradition and attention to detail. It takes patience and concentration, but if you keep a steady hand, the end result will leave you with a smile, sunny side up. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.